Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's call. We're on the second integration session of round three, and we are steadfastly working with the material of the five koshas. And as we head into today's breathwork session to support integration from the last seven sessions that have unfolded, I invite you to take a moment, take a beat. For those of you who haven't already, turn your attention to your intentions and why you're here today. Put another way, if this journey could do anything for you, what would that be? Taking a moment to also recognize that you're actually amongst an entire group of loving humans here doing the exact same thing. If you haven't already taken a chance, taken a beat, taken a moment, taken a pause, I'll invite you just to let that recognition seep in. Just see what that offers you. Invitation at this juncture to get comfy, cozy. Grabbing any pillows, blankets that you might wish for the practice. And if you're habitually used to using a bunch of pillows underneath your head and you're laying down, see what it's like to potentially just take one or potentially two or all of the pillows out. And sometimes that can actually open up the channels with a little bit more room. You're going to hear some music come on shortly, and just before I get into that part, just to recap the practice of the breath. The vibrant inhale requires just a little bit of effort, and the exhale is the surrender, the release. It takes just a little bit more space, time, effort on that inhale, and the exhale is like air effortlessly leaving a balloon. You've heard me say this before, and I'm going to say it one more time today. There is no right, wrong way to breathe. The breath gives us information. In essence, there are breath practices out there that are meant to be like stringent and strict, and this is the exact opposite of that. This is a practice that, through the practice of the breath, however that shows up or whatever that looks like, you may begin to sense energy moving and flowing. In trickling into new openings, trickling into new ways. You may notice contractions, constrictions, impulses to move. Whatever you're present to, taking time to be as curious as you can invoke in yourself, to be with, like, what's the emotion here? What's the sensation here? What's the feeling here in this body mind? I'm going to go ahead and turn on the music. At any point in time, my voice and the music that's playing in the background are unequal, meaning one is too loud. Feel free to let me know that, and I can always adjust in the audio settings. Okay. So we invite you to connect to that practice of the breath. Vibrant inhales. Surrendered exhales. And the invitation is to do this through the open mouth, opening up the jaw to the point of not quite even tension, but maybe even just like the precursor to tension, or what you might even perceive as mild tension. And as you deepen into this vibrant inhale, surrendered exhale, the next part of this is to take out any pauses between the inhale and exhale. Just as that inhale ends, the exhale begins. And just as the exhale ends, the inhale begins. And the breath begins to cycle, to flow. However that unfolds in your journey, know that you are in governance. So if any of my instructions invoke a sense of like, that's just a little too much for me today, then back off. If you're dealing with some medical conditions that aren't well sorted yet, or there's some tentative concerns around your psycho-emotional state today, you're pregnant or anything along those lines, feel free to again back off a little bit and maybe do about half the intensity that I'm suggesting. And if you've got room you want to explore, then you have agency here too, to pick up the breath, the pace. One of the ways that we can break versus gas pedal is to take the breath to the nose, or to simply return to your natural way of breathing. As you stay connected with this breath, I'm going to also invite you to a little maybe mental gymnasticy, but see if you have space for it, to scan your environment. You're welcome to stay internal. You can open the eyes and go external if you prefer. And scanning anything in particular that's pleasant to be with. Whatever you land upon, noticing what you like the most about it. And pausing to savor, to appreciate, and to be with all that's here. And amongst all of that, noticing how the body responds to all that you're savoring, whether it be the shape, the color, the size, what it reminds you of. However the body's responding, and it may have multiple responses, see if you can tease out in particular the ones that are pleasant and neutral, and taking time to let everything else be there and savoring what's pleasant, orienting to what's working well for you. As you do that, I'll offer these words. Creator, Spirit, Universe, thank you for the opportunity to gather here today with my friend. I call on all of our compassion helpers, seen and unseen, to gather here with us. We ask that you hold this space safe and sacred, nourishing us, guiding us, holding us in loving, compassionate awareness, to provide optimal insights and awarenesses, physically, mentally, emotionally, however they may be revealed to our highest good, to the highest good of our families, our ancestors, our lineages, this world, the communities that we serve within it. Thank you deeply to those that have caretaken and stewarded these very lands, that have nourished us all, that have given us space to be here today in these ways. We ask that this work serve not only the ancestors and those that have come before, but those yet to arrive, our descendants. Thank you to the earth that holds us, the waters that pour through us, the air reminding us what it is to have space, and the fire that purifies. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Peace. Peace. Blessings for your journey today. As you breathe for these first few minutes, or just gently meeting the edges or whatever seems to be hanging on. There's any areas that seem to be kind of contracted. We invite you to, on purpose, let them contract and like actually go with them. Meeting them, greeting them, giving them space to do what they are attempting to do, which is likely here for a very good reason. Any areas of stuckness, any areas that relate to your intention that are showing up, even though don't necessarily seem logically connected in some obvious way yet. Greeting them. And seeing if, again, there's any levels of constriction, contraction, tightness, and on purpose, potentially even exaggerating any area, adding on an extra 10%. And backing off really slowly over a count of 10, 9, 8, you get the idea. Thank you for being here. I deeply value your presence. It's important. It matters in this world. It wouldn't be the same without you. Thank you for you. Thank you for this gift of you. Your presence is the presence. It's the gift. Your very existence, your presence, is the gift. And thank you, thank you, thank you to all that's gone in to creating this gift of you. And as you drink that all in, this gift, you, the blessing of your presence being a gift to others on this walk and this life. I wonder what it would be to welcome all that you're feeling, sensing, any directions of impulses to move, energetic holdings that seem to be slightly changing, holding on, moving on, wherever they may be, and welcoming yourself to be here exactly as you are in this moment. Whether that be grieving, at ease, loving, struggling, whether that be shut down, opening up, dreaming, thoughts, wherever you find yourself today, I invite you to simply welcome it to be here. And if it's available, if there's room for it, see what it might be like to turn towards that with your care, your tenderness, your gentleness, your love. Your love. Your life. And perhaps this becomes, in a small way, a turning point for the times in which you didn't have a chance to be with yourself. Through pain, through hurt, through challenge, through joy, through love. What is it to welcome your creativity and how it flows through you? And your unique way of sensing whatever is unfolding within you in any given moment. Welcoming the fullness of how it is you move, how you operate, how you sense, how you feel. How you may delight, accept, reject, take in this world.
In this age of continued development toward artificial intelligence, we look to nature for our intrinsic wisdom.
However that unfolds in you, as we welcome it, it's almost like we say a little like, hey, thank you to that innate wisdom. Thank you to that organic intelligence that's here. That's guiding. Even when it's hard. Even when it's tough. Like, hey, thank you for being that guiding force inside of me. And even though it was challenging at times, led to something new, different, greater, that shifted. and help me to learn, help me to grow. Thank you, this intelligence. Come close to us all. This intelligence of life itself. All of it. All of it. Welcoming this life as unfolds as it is. Welcoming this life and this intelligence as it unfolds through you. Exactly as it is. Exactly as you are. It isn't so much a resignation of this is how it's always going to be. More of a welcoming it and getting to know it. It's almost like a curiosity, a learning of like, hey, how is it you're here? How is it you operate? What are you all offering? What is it that this is that's seemingly offering me in this moment? And as we turn with curiosity, there may be something new that shows up here that may not have been what you thought it was before. That may be, relatively speaking, surprising. As you invoke your curiosity, something changes. There's a welcoming essence within curiosity. As you welcome through your curiosity, whatever that is, to be here and to actually get to know it through a new lens. I wonder how that changes you, your awareness, your insight, your body, how it wants to move, how it wants to be, your feelings, your sensations. In these ways, as you learn from yourself, notice what happens inside of you. And if any part of that is pleasant, neutral, anywhere in between, taking time to savor it. I propose this becomes a new way of relating to you, not through the lens of being a self-improvement project or something to fix, but as simply an opportunity to become more deeply aware, to learn, to inquire. And somehow that feeds into both the essence of the transformation and acceptance. I invite you to move your body, in particular your lower body, hips, legs, giving them all sorts of wiggle woggles, almost like you are a little one, having like a mild to moderate temper tantrum. I'm inviting those legs, those hips, that low back, that pelvis, those feet, to move, to groove. And if you're open to it, adding on just a little bit of sound now. Doing that for another two breaths. Inhaling to full. And sound. There's room, doing that one final time. This time, feel free to take it into a full body movement, letting that sound pour through you. So the whole body moves, wiggles, woggles, shakes, shimmies. That sound greeting any little bits of energy that are ready to move. This sound vibration greeting any material that might have been stuck or lodged, loosening it up. If you tone your own body, your own mind, your own being. And at the end, letting one gigantic exhale move through your system. Letting yourself slowly collapse into the earth. Letting yourself be held here. And on purpose, I'm going to invite you to fully inhale and slowly exhale. When you're at the bottom of the exhale, holding the air out, and letting yourself sink even deeper into the earth, meeting her rhythm, her frequency. You might even see like a little pulsation of earth coming into you in this state. Resting, letting your system rest even just a little bit more. And when you're ready, inhaling again. And now, taking 2-3 regular breaths through that again, conscious, connected breath, vibrant inhales. Surrendered exhale. And then we invite you to fully exhale. Fully inhaling, and this time holding the top of this inhale. Holding, almost like this bright light in your brain gets to shine, illuminate, radiate through as you hold at the top of the breath, ever so slightly tucking the tailbone, scooping out the diaphragm, holding it inward. You might even slightly drop the chin. This light, this shining energy in your brain begins almost like a waterfall to spill through. Exhaling. Taking a couple of regular breaths. We're going to do that one more time. Exhaling fully. And almost like your spine is drinking in water with this next inhale, drinking in the breath, all the way through your spine, all the way until it hits the brain, head brain. Tucking the tailbone, scooping the diaphragm, tucking the chin, and holding this energy here. Bathed in fullness, bathed in richness, bathed in light, bathed in abundance. So much here, so much here. For you, for you. And when you're ready, resuming the regular conscious connected breath in your own time. Thank you for meeting yourself here. Thank you for meeting yourself here. And thank you for being born. Thank you. Thank you for being born. This world would not be the same without you here. And if anything remains in your intention for your journey today, I invite you to turn your awareness, your attention there, and offer it your breath. Whatever remains in your intentions for today, turn your awareness, your attention in there. And just for now, there's nothing to figure out. Nothing to figure out. Simply breathing into that focus point and receiving wherever you go with curiosity. this breath, the medicine. This medicine, the breath. This breath, the medicine. Medicine, the breath. This breath, the medicine. It's medicine, the breath. All it needs is time. It's this. Allowing whatever's here to be here. We can have its time, its space that it's been asking for. All those areas of tightness, restriction, challenge, hurt, pain, simply cries of attention looking to be met. Meeting, giving them room, time, space, and allowing them to be here. As Rilke says, perhaps all the dragons in our lives are princesses who are only waiting to see us act just once with beauty, with courage. Perhaps everything that frightens us in its deepest essence, something helpless, is simply something helpless, that's looking, that wants our love. More of a paraphrase in a direct quote. Offering it love, offering it care. Offering it your presence. Very good. You have everything you need in here. You have everything you need in here. You have everything you need in here to make your way through this too. For nothing arises without its own medicine. Nothing arises without its own medicine being within the very seed of itself. The medicine is here, through your breath, your sounds, your movement. None of those things can be given to you by another. All the other can do is simply guide you how to use the tools of you in ways that work well. In this way, as you turn towards you, accepting the guidance of all that's here within you, you honor the essence of being a living prayer that you are. You, the living prayer. You, living prayer. Allow that to rumble through you. Allow that to rumble through you. I've brought this journey with you. You are held in love. Touch your rich deep love. Give space for the breath to slow. Often at this stage in the journey when emotions, beliefs, thoughts begin to enter the scene. Often the shadows of tenor here. I invite you to welcome them to be here. Turning towards them too. Offering the medicine of your presence. Whatever array of emotions are here, they're all welcome. They all carry an energetic frequency of vibration that's meant for you to be with in this precious moment. This next few minutes, even next song, even see how gentle you can be with all that's here, how softly you can be with all that's here, offering the fullness of loving presence. For all that you've traversed, for this life, however it unfolds, however it's unfolded, and for what it is to just simply be alive. To simply be. You. You. Thank God it's you. Thank God it's you. Spirit, it's you. The creator, whatever it is we call this, thank you for you. Brings tears to my eyes. It's tears to my eyes. Thank you for you. Dropping the practice of the breath. Dropping the practice of the breath. Allowing yourself to just simply rest. Thank you, Creator, Spirit, Universe. And thank you to all of our compassionate helpers, seen and unseen, who have gathered here with us today. Thank you to the earth that held us, the air above, giving us space to breathe. The water, the fire that pours through us all, centering us in all the ways that they do. Thank you. We ask that today's insights and awarenesses and learnings live on in good ways for this world. As we support it, may that come back to us 100-fold. think. Peace. Thank you for letting yourselves see and be seen, hear and be heard, touch and be felt. Thank you for spending your precious time in these ways. May this serve you well. May this serve our world well. May it serve how we all walk and live through ways that ripple through with intelligence that organically keeps feeding itself, upward spiraling. This is my prayer. Thank you for the simplicity of this beautiful practice of breath. May it continue to ripple through you. This is a good time, if you have space for it, to keep resting and just simply be with it. I'm going to stop the recording here as well, and I'm going to open up the opportunity for shares. So I'll let you know when the recording has been ceased.